Hey y'all, my name is Brittany. Welcome to my podcast, Astrology by B. And on this podcast, we're going to talk about spirituality. We're going to talk about the things that people don't want to talk about, the things that make people uncomfortable. Spirituality, okay? Like, what is it? You know what I'm saying? And what happens when we go through spiritual awakenings, or how does it affect us in our everyday life? So one part of spirituality that I want to talk about is astrology, zodiac signs. I love it. It's so important. It plays a huge role in our life, whether you realize it or not. But there's so much information out there, and I want to be able to share with you, help you understand it a little bit better, work with you if that comes down to it, and then see where it goes. But I'm here to enlighten some of you guys, and hopefully you guys can take whatever I have to say and utilize it in your own life. So I want to start off by saying that I really truly enjoyed the study of astrology. It's so amazing. It's so interesting. And if you really get the chance, really look into it, because it really is important whether you believe it or not. So now, for as long as I can remember, I've always been into astrology and zodiac signs. I'm an Aries. I knew that since probably I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I started like realizing what they actually meant probably once I became a teenager. And I would literally go around asking everybody, what's your zodiac sign? What's your zodiac sign? Because I started realizing what energies I was more compatible with and which energies I weren't compatible with, and you know, what signs I didn't like and what signs that I absolutely love. I found myself being best friends with Aries. You know, I think it's because we understand each other. We're known as being one of the meanest zodiac signs, so it was cool to be able to click with other Aries that understood who I was and didn't get intimidated by, you know, my harsh personality, or you know, me being impulsive or mean sometimes, you know, that go-getter attitude and all that stuff. So, growing up, I just been attracted to people who were the same zodiac as me, zodiac signs as me. So, you know, I started to realize who I was compatible with, who I wasn't. And about 2 years ago, I started really delving deep into astrology. So I had a friend who was an Aries, and I would always tell her and say, you are not a real Aries. There's no way you're a real Aries. I could not understand why she acted the way she did sometimes, or like she did the things she did, because I'm like, there's no way that a true Aries would do some of the things she did. So I was like, I have to look more into this. So I started watching like tarot readings on YouTube, kind of addicting, and I would hear the tarot readers talk about sun, moon, and rising Venus signs, and I really did not know what that meant. All I know is I was watching for my Aries sign, so they would do predictions for zodiac signs, and they would mention that they would do it for, you know, the sun, moon, rising, and Venus sign. All I knew was my sun sign. I didn't know what all that other stuff meant. So one day I was curious, and I decided to go on Google and search what these signs meant. And I got led to a page that brought me to a birth chart. And now let me tell y'all, when I found out about the birth chart, that thing changed my life, okay? I did not know what I was embarking on, but let me just tell you, one of the best things I've ever read and looked into in my life. So I found a website that did birth chart readings. Now, if some of you guys don't know, a birth chart is literally the blueprint of your life. It's a picture of where the planets were placed when you was born at the exact time and location, okay? So there's this blueprint, this picture that shows where every single planet was located when you was born. So pretty much where the sun was placed is based on your zodiac sign. So my sun was placed in the sign of Aries because I was born in March. So I knew that part, but I didn't know that there was so much more to just us being the one sign. And I got this picture of my birth chart, and I was blown away, y'all. I was blown away because on top of them giving me the picture of my birth chart, they also, you know, gave me a little bit of information on what each placement meant. And it was almost like I was reading a book about my life. I was like, how did they know that? And how in the hell? Listen, that I was in shock. I could not believe it because I was like, wait, you're telling me that based off of the time I was born and the placements of the planets, that's the reason why I'm the way I am? Now, listen, it was confusing. I didn't get it. I was more confused because I was like, I didn't understand how this could affect me. And this chart can read me down to a T and tell me who I am. So I started digging a little bit deeper and deeper, and I revealed so much about myself. I was like, now I know why I'm this way. Now I know why I act this way. Now I know why this is happening in my life, okay? I found all this out by this birth chart, okay? I was blown away, and I started studying more and more and more. And before you knew it, and know it, I'm sorry, it was like everything I needed to know to move forward in the right direction in my life. I found out the type of partners that are most ideal for me. I found out what was the most ideal career for me. I found out about how my financial situation. I found out about, you know, the struggle I may have in my life. I found out so much stuff. Oh my God, it was almost overwhelming. It literally took me about a good 2 months to really, you know, dive deep into my birth chart to understand who I truly am. And still to this day, I'm learning more and more about myself. So I really have a natural thing for reading the birth chart. I just understand it. I'm able to explain it well. So I was so intrigued. I started doing a birth chart reading on my friends, my family, and my friends' friends. And I was telling them about their self, and they were all blown away. They could not believe that there was just certain things that I was telling them that there's no way I would have known. You know what I'm saying? So it just showed me how accurate the birth charts were. So now I offer coaching to others to help them understand their birth chart so they can truly understand themselves and learn their life path, you know, help their relationships, you know, understand their love language, understand how they express themselves. There's just so much to know about your life using astrology. I can tell you a lot of things, okay? So on this podcast, I really am going to go deep into, you know, talking about each zodiac sign, talking about each planet and how they affect us. And I really, truly want to help you guys, you know, really want to learn more about yourself because it's so important. I'm telling you, astrology can tell you a lot of things. And if you are skeptical, then just sit with me for 15 minutes. I'll be able to share with you something that you probably would be blown away about. So I do have a website. It's astrologybyb.com. I also have a Facebook and a Instagram page. It's also astrologybyb. And you can go on there. If you have any questions, feel free to message me. Set up a free coaching session. And I will talk to you more about what to expect. It's so interesting, guys. I'm telling you. I really want to help you guys truly understand who you are and help you guys live your best life. This podcast is going to be so enlightening, so exciting, and I hope you guys stick around to really learn more. So like I said, if you want to find out more information, go to my page, astrologybyb.com. It's A-S-T-R-O-L-O-G-Y-B-Y-B. Thank y'all. I hope you guys have a great night, a great day, and I will see you guys. No, I'm sorry. I won't see you guys. I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks for joining me. Bye.